Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Next time you find yourself in a bad or stressful situation, try imagining a better one. Researchers say that by thinking about your future self in a positive way can actually help you in the moment deal with negative emotions. For a closer look, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Emily Wilroth, psychological and brain sciences at Washington University in St. Louis, who authored a previous study looking at the effects of temporal distancing. Thanks very much for joining us.
Hi, Holly. Thanks so much for chatting with me today.
So talk about temporal distancing. What is it?
So temporal distancing is thinking about a stressful situation that you might find yourself in and how you might feel about that situation a year from now, 5 years, or even 10 years in the future. And it can really help us to focus on the impermanent nature of the stressful situations that we experience. In most cases, it can help us realize that any kind of difficult emotions we're experiencing will likely fade with time, and any sort of stressful circumstances that we're in are likely to change.
Sounds like taking a pause, taking a breath, and just kind of not letting your current emotions snowball.
Exactly. It can really take us out of the present moment and help us kind of contextualize what we're feeling in the broader context of our lives.
Okay, so then how does this kind of thinking then challenge unhelpful thought patterns?
Yeah, so it can help us to gain insight into the nature of our stressful and negative experiences. We can oftentimes look at the situation more objectively and challenge any kind of harmful or unhelpful thought patterns that we might typically default to. It can take off that initial emotional sting and give us time to really look at the situation from an objective, more neutral standpoint.
So would this work in a situation like, you know, I got a bad grade or I got a bad review at work versus getting a bad health diagnosis?
That's a great question. So I think this approach can work in both types of situations, but you might have to implement it differently. So when it's a small everyday stressor, like a challenge at work or a bad grade, I think that this strategy is especially effective because most of the time, if we just ask ourselves, how will this affect me in 5 years? The answer will be, it's not going to affect us at all. And then that can be enough to really neutralize those negative emotions. But other times we might experience a stressor that really will continue to impact us 5, 10 years down the line. And I think in that case, it can still be helpful to think about where we hope we'll be in the situation in the future to sort of give us a path into how to begin coping with or dealing with the stressful situation that we found ourselves in.
Okay, I admit that I've been accused of being a fatalist. And so I can see how a bad review at work could then, you know, in my brain snowball into, oh my gosh, they don't like me. Oh my gosh, you know, I'm going to get fired. I'm never going to get another job again. My career's over.
Absolutely. I think sometimes this approach can backfire. So one thing that I like to do is sort of take it in reverse. And instead of thinking about the future, I think about the last time, like in your example that you provided, when's the last time I received a bad review at work or something like this happened? And the reason that that's useful is oftentimes our catastrophizing is a lot worse than the way things actually play out. So when I think back to the past, I can remember a situation and then realize that all of those bad things that I predicted would happen in most cases didn't actually follow. So by thinking back to the past situation and focusing on how I feel now, it can also help me get that long-term temporal perspective.
This makes so much sense. I'm wondering to what extent this could help with depression or, you know, a spike in mental health cases.
Yeah, a lot of research has shown that the emotion regulation and coping strategies that we use can play a major role in our mental health, including our emotional well-being, symptoms of depression and anxiety. And temporal distancing is a strategy that can be particularly effective because it's easy to use in the moment. All it requires is taking a beat, a pause, and thinking about how the situation might affect us down the line. And so I think for that reason, because it's something that a lot of people can implement, it's a great tool to have in our sort of coping and emotion regulation repertoires.
Emily, this is great perspective and advice for people who are looking to change their paradigm, shift your paradigm, as they say. Emily Wilroth is psychological and brain sciences studies at Washington University in St. Louis, also previously authored a study on the effects of temporal distancing.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.